See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, American companies have nearly $2 trillion sitting on their balance sheets. And I know that many of you have told me that you're waiting for demand to rise before you get off the sidelines and expand. And that with millions of Americans out of work, demand's risen more slowly than any of us would like. We're in this together. But many of your own economists and salespeople are now forecasting a healthy increase in demand. So I just want to encourage you to get in the game.
There's President Obama speaking to the Chamber of Commerce, asking them to help create more jobs for more Americans. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. On his MSNBC show, Ed Schultz talked about the president's speech and how he's only asking American businesses to help more Americans get back to work.
American business. Now, here they are. They've had a heck of a run. They're sitting on $2 trillion. And President Obama wants them to get in the game for the American worker. Sounds like the American thing to do. President Obama, I think, has done everything in his power to encourage American business to get off their wallets and invest in the American wage earner. Now, this White House has put at least 17, count them, 17 tax cuts on the table for small businesses across America. Nothing that President Obama does is ever good enough for the boys over at the chamber. Their president, Tom Donahue, always gives this lame excuse, quote, "The reason the companies are sitting on $2 trillion worth of cash is because of uncertainty." Gosh, that's a hell of a word. A very expensive word, too, isn't it? Uncertainty. Look, the stock market is on a roll. The Bush tax cuts are locked in for the next 2 years, and the people are starting to buy U.S.-made cars again. Donahue and the suits over the chamber, I don't think they have any idea what they're talking about when it comes to uncertainty. But I'll tell you what uncertainty is. It's over 15 million jobless Americans that don't know where they're going to get their next paycheck. They don't have any idea on how to cover the rent check at the end of the month that's coming up. You know, that's an obligation. That's pressure. And God forbid one of them gets sick, you know. That's uncertainty. President Obama needs to keep talking about an economic spirit of patriotism, because that's what it's going to take. Republicans, you know, they love to wrap themselves up in the flag when it comes to national security. But they always step over the American worker to make a dollar, don't they? The president can't force big business to start investing in America or the American worker, but he used his speech at the chamber to ask them to do it for the country.
I understand the challenges you face. I understand you are under incredible pressure to cut costs and keep your margins up. I understand the significance of your obligations to your shareholders and the pressures that are created by quarterly reports. I get it. But as we work with you to make America a better place to do business, I'm hoping that all of you are thinking what you can do for America. Ask yourselves what you can do to hire more American workers, what you can do to support the American economy and invest in this nation.
Guy can't be any more direct than that, can he? I mean, it's hard to believe that the chamber or the company sitting on the cash will be inspired because of a speech. But President Obama has done everything he can with all these tax breaks on the table. Now it's time for the American companies to man up. Quit talking about uncertainty, because it's not there, and get some skin in the game.
Now we go to Texas, where radio host Mark Cesar, Ed Clemens, and Sam Cox think it's absolutely ridiculous. The president claims he understands what business people are going through.
He said to the CEOs, "I know full well what you face every day.
I understand the challenges you face. I understand you are under incredible pressure to cut costs and keep your margins up. I understand the significance of your obligations to your shareholders and the pressures that are created by quarterly reports. I get it."
I'm not sure you do get it, because you've never been involved in any type of business. You've been a community organizer. You've been on the government dole most of your life, Mr. President. I'm sorry to say, you've been a state worker, federal worker, state worker all your life. You don't get it.
Well, what he really doesn't get is the regulation is what's hamstringing our business and the cost of energy. Two big factors.
Aren't you guys giving him any credit for going to the Chamber of Commerce, extending the olive branch?
Sure, I
give
will,
him two. I give him as much credit as they gave him. They applauded him twice in 35 minutes. That tells you something.
Show some action, not just words.
Are they right, or does President Obama have a point? Coming up, more hosts weigh in on the president, the American business connection, and jobs when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. President Obama's speech to the Chamber of Commerce is in the focus in this hour. Talk hosts Big John Howell and Amy Jacobson here with Congressman Peter Roskam of Illinois about what the president had to say and whether there's any substance to it, in fact.
The president went in front of the enemy, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and basically repeated a lot of what I heard in the State of the Union, but he did bring up the possibility of maybe offering up some deregulation, some relief from some of the oppressive bureaucratic fine print that a lot of small business owners have to deal with. Are you buying that, or do you think it's just a little script written by William Daley?
I think there's a lot of script there. Look, this is the president whose Environmental Protection Agency continues to put pressure on businesses, saying that they're going to move a cap-and-trade agenda, even though it was so controversial it couldn't get passed through the last Congress. They're continuing to put the hammer down on the Barney Frank, Chris Dodd bill that is now the law, and just an enormous regulatory burden that's moving forward on that. And finally, the health care law is one cascading regulation after another. So I think you put all those things together and compare the record with the rhetoric, and the record always wins.
But philosophically, we do need government regulation with, you know, food and beverages and interstate commerce and the highways and so on and so forth. I mean, the devil's in the details, and the problem is getting it right so you don't kill the golden goose of business.
Right, and John, that's a good point. And it is this argument that President Obama makes, it's a classic straw man argument, and he does this time and again. The argument is that, well, there's people that don't want any regulation. Actually, I don't know of any voices that are saying there's no role for the government, or very few voices, let's say. Most people understand, okay, there's a role, there's a relationship, and there's something that government is supposed to do sometimes, but not all the time, and not to this extent. And what we have seen is this stifling nature of this growth of government. And it doesn't just happen on the regulatory side. It happens on the cost of government, which is actually pressing out and just taking up and grabbing so many resources that it is having an adverse impact on something that everybody is talking about, and that's job creation. That's where the action is, and that's where the administration and the Congress need to focus. Job creation and economic recovery, that's where the action is.
To Arizona we go. Bruce St. James, Rob Hunter, and Pamela Hughes talking about whether it ought to be the role of business to help the economy recover.
The president was talking a little bit about, what do you want to call it, the responsibility of business. Now, this is part of an overall strategy. The narrative is that Democrats in general, or the president specifically, is anti-business, right? Mm. I mean, that's been the narrative that you've heard, right? Whether it's true or not depends on who you ask on any given day.
Right.
I think you come to it with a preconceived notion of whether he is or not, and you move forward from there. But he certainly is trying to reach out because he realizes that his political future is dependent on basically one number, and that is the unemployment number going down. That if unemployment is still at 8-9% when he's running for re-election, that's a real tough one to keep blaming on President Bush. You know, at some point people go, really, when is it your fault? When is it you said you were going to fix it and you didn't? So he's reaching out and trying to make nice with the business community. And he was talking just yesterday, about some things in relation to this.
If we're fighting to reform the tax code and increase exports to help you compete, the benefits can't just translate into greater profits and bonuses for those at the top.
Listen, I understand where he's going with this, but I think the president is asking businesses to help him while it doesn't necessarily help them. Do you see what I'm saying? He's asking them to make a sacrifice to help him politically. And now he's wrapping it around the idea that this is going to help the country in some greater good. In theory, because we've all seen this, and maybe you have. I don't know. You have a 401k? Have you seen it? It's been going up lately, right? Right? It has.
Well, yeah, more so than it did.
Stock market went down over 12,000. Record profits being announced by companies. This is all good news, right? Well, you know, why don't we feel it? Well, the layman's way to explain it is the reason they're all having record profits is because they fired everybody. Because they cut back on everything, and they're still generating revenue off of things. I mean, it's not a hard math problem to figure out, right, Rob?
No, and it's just part of the business cycle is unsure about the future too. A lot of businesses are holding on to cash because they're not sure. I mean, look, we're just out of a recession. The businesses are doing well because they have laid people off, but what's going to happen in 2 years? Is tax rates going to go up? Are tax rates going to be through the roof?
The double dip?
What's going to happen with healthcare?
Housing, healthcare,
that's
a million questions.
And so the president can I don't want to say he was being very nice about it. He wasn't berating business. But his goal and his win isn't necessarily their win.
Right.
As a businessman, as a business owner, as a business executive, you probably have, if you're any good at it, a responsibility to investors, shareholders, and employees before you have any sort of a responsibility to helping the president get reelected, moving the unemployment rate down. That's not your job if you're running the Subway sandwiches.
And it's not the president's job to tell private businesses how to operate.
Yeah.
It really isn't. And we're going back to, you know, the unemployment numbers and right now, the record profits. Well, it's because businesses, and you and I mean, just look at your own job right now. We're all doing more with less.
Is that what you get out of the president's speech? In just a moment, we're going to shift our focus to a different kind of recovery and get the latest on the goings-on in Egypt. That's as the Talk Radio Review continues.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen talking about what talk radio and talk television is talking about. That includes what's going on in Egypt, still very much an important part. Hosts Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talking to correspondent Alistair Wanklin about some of the concessions the Egyptian government seems to be making.
I understand a couple of concessions made by the government yesterday, including a 50% pay raise to some of the public employees.
Absolutely. Every day it seems some new concession from the government. Many protesters are defiant. They say this is just talking. It's buying time for the Mubarak regime. They say the fundamental problems here are the president, they want him to go, also the police state. They want that rolled back here. And they say without fundamental reforms, it's nothing really will have changed in this country. Right now, Charlie and Charity, we've got thousands of protesters lining up for several hundred yards in every direction around the main square here. They're joining the protest. The organizers say they want another million people on the streets of Egypt's cities again today. I can't say whether they've reached that number, but certainly there are a few tens of thousands of people. Many saying they're emboldened by what has happened over the past couple of weeks. They really have rattled the government here, and they think they're closer to seeing Mubarak quit. Charlie?
Alistair, I'm just curious. You know, we're entering the third week of protests in Egypt. How are these protesters able to provide for their families if they're spending day after day participating in these mass protests?
Yeah, I mean, they can't. It's like going on strike in any country. You don't get a salary. And there's a huge economic disruption to Egypt. And, of course, that, ironically, fuels anti-protester sentiment. So you've got a lot of Egyptians who don't care for this at all, who are frustrated that roads are blocked up in Cairo, that stores are closed, that banks have been shut. There is a big economic cost to this, but the protesters say it will help it in the long term, and they really feel that they are making progress. They don't feel like they've hit a brick wall with the Mubarak regime. They say with all these little concessions every day, they feel that the big one could be just around the corner.
CNN's John King talking to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about the latest from Egypt and whether or not Graham thinks the president is doing the right thing or on the right path.
I want to get your sense of how you think the president is handling this crisis with Egypt. And in doing so, I want to ask you to help me break a tie. I want you to listen here to the 2008 Republican ticket, Senator John McCain, Governor Sarah Palin. On this question, they disagree.
This is a 3 a.m. White House phone call, and it seems for many of us trying to get that information from our leader in the White House, it seems that that call went right to the answering machine.
I have to say the president, I think, is handling this situation well under the most difficult kind of circumstances. We are paying a price for historic neglect of human rights, which we have traditionally stood for throughout our history.
Who's right, Senator Graham, John McCain or Sarah Palin?
Quite frankly, President Obama has handled it well. Mubarak is going to go. He's announced he's not going to seek re-election. The question for the President Obama and the country and the world is, what do you do between now and September? The sooner we can get a transition government, the quicker we can build opposition capacity to have a full and fair, free, transparent election in September, the better. But I really have no fault with the President Obama, the way he's handled this crisis.
So then what would you say to Governor Palin if you had a chance to call her up? I assume you wouldn't wait till 3 a.m. to do it, to call her up and say, look, Governor, you're wrong here, and here's why.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's a friend, and we just disagree on this one. I thought the Iranian crisis last year, maybe a little over a year from now, when President Obama really was slow to react and not get behind the demonstrators, was a missed opportunity. And I think what he's done in Egypt has sort of been lessons learned from Iran. So I disagree with Governor Palin over this particular issue. But I think the lesson from Iran is that if you don't get behind the right side of history quickly, you will regret it. And I think we lost an opportunity in Iran. And I think we're creating an opportunity in Egypt by being involved.
What do you think? Is the president doing the right thing with the government of Egypt? What's going on there? And how about his speech to the Chamber of Commerce? 800-510-8255. Your calls coming up and comments on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Near you.
Semiconductors to OEMs in 20 countries. I have accounts in 20 countries. I am down to one employee from eight, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me because first the fax machine became almost obsolete. Now the telephone's becoming obsolete. Everyone's texting and doing business at their own convenience. It's just high tech. Everyone around the world now would rather, instead of running across their factory to answer the phone from one of my salespeople, they can do it at their convenience by texting, and that has really taken over as far as hiring workers for me. And like I say, I mean, it's just a shame, but their lives are so dysfunctional. And I read where the average American worker produces 26 hours of actual work in any 40-hour week. You know, I mean, there are so many things they do on company time. But I just would rather do without them because my bottom line is my profit margin is much higher now.
All right. So there is George from Florida on the countdown with a thought about technology making it profitable for American companies and the downsizing, all of that sort of thing that is a part of where we are, the president and the Chamber of Commerce and people in business and what it takes to make it in America. Part of what we're talking about here at 800-510-8. 8255 on the countdown as we move to South Carolina and Tony's thoughts on American business.
We've globalized the labor force. We're competing with third world wages. And there's no way that businesses, if they have the opportunity, are not going to outsource things to places where the labor cost is so much lower. It increases their profit and their bottom line. They don't feel like they have any responsibility to reinvest in their communities or in this country. Most of these giant corporations have no loyalty to the United States. They're international corporations. I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I guess the idea is we're just going to drive the United States down to the level of a third world nation. I'm unemployed. My father and I ran a mom and pop business for 25 years, and we got knocked out by the big chains. We were in a small town of 7,000 people, and we had a national corporation come in and ate our lunch because they hired high school kids, and they paid a minimum wage. And they're just a pass through, you know. Their profits are going out of the small town up into the corporate world. I don't know where their profits go. They sure as heck don't reinvest them in the communities that they're in. And the town is drying up. You know, mm-hmm. The people are there living off of Social Security and unemployment and dealing drugs. I mean, it's a horrible situation in small town America. And until we stop globalizing the workforce and putting American workers in direct competition with people in India and China that'll work for 50 cents a day, there's no way the United States can grow a middle class or even maintain a middle class. I have two friends that have been in a fairly high-tech job doing typesetting for academic publishing for over 25 years, and they're losing their jobs at the end of this year to India because they finally developed a computerized system that people over there in India can do their job at half the cost.
Ah, there's a story and a half. American workers have to settle for third world wages. How do you figure that American workers in the car plants, for example, that are still making over $20 an hour, how's that third world wages? Yeah, there are a lot of people who have had to go down. A lot of people are making minimum wage or $8, $9, $10 an hour. That isn't because of what's going on. Matter of fact, I think we have something going on here that isn't quite. There's a dishonor among thieves instead of honor. And what we're doing, we're letting you take our time. You're stealing our time. The reality is, a lot of businesses are coming back to America because they've gone to Mexico. And they can't function, whether it's because of the drug war or because the quality of the workers is bad or because it really just doesn't make sense, doesn't shake out. There's no advantage to being there. More car companies are building plants here. Matter of fact, some of the plants that are being either reopened or rebuilt in Michigan because of good sales with General Motors and Ford. I think we're relying on, and that happens a lot in these conversations, on a lot of talk radio programs. There's a lot of like speech, like we repeat what we hear somebody else say instead of thinking things through for ourselves. So let's try some of that if we can. 800-510-8255. It makes for much more interesting listening and conversation if there's something in your mind or something that you've experienced, thought, whatever, that has some freshness to it. Steve in Centerville, Virginia, listening to the Big Talker 1580.
You will not have businesses hiring people as long as the federal government fines businesses for hiring people. And in other words, for every dollar you pay a person, you have to pay another dollar to the federal government in withholding taxes and compensation and everything like that. It has to stop. It cannot continue. And people, there's no incentive for people to even hire one person, let alone 10 people.
All right. So the taxes that make it difficult for businesses to hire more people is only one frame of reference here. As a small business person myself, I will tell you that the government is your enemy when it comes to regulation. The EPA especially onerous, FDA not much better, USDA kind of mediocre, but there are stories that we all hear, instead of the government, somebody representing the government coming in to try to help you. Let's say the stories you've heard about OSHA. And this is one of the things the president faced the other day, by the way, when he was before all these people, the Chamber of Commerce. There's a whole laundry list of things that were presented to him, things that need to be done to make the business climate better, things that have changed dramatically in the past 2 years. And whether Obama's got his ears open or not. They have to take responsibility for slowing the business cycle way, way down because, as Steve said, taxes make it difficult for businesses to hire more people. The regulations make it difficult. The health care thing makes it difficult. Every time you turn around, the government is in your face. You're a small business person. What's your story? 800-510-8255. Michael in Riverside, California, with more thoughts about the president and this speech and whether he's serious or not about helping small businesses.
Talk is cheap. I mean, he's not putting his money where his mouth is. Yes, again, he's just campaigning. I've watched his entire campaign, you know, for 2 years. I know what this man promised. He said you have to take care of Wall Street and Main Street. Now, Wall Street has been booming lately, and we all can see that. But we didn't think that we'd put somebody in the office who would just keep these wars ending unended. This money could have been invested in the private sector. And about his little speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, if he really wants jobs to come back here, it's very simple. He can simply tell these big corporations to sell your products back in America. If you take the American jobs out of the country to sell them back in, we're going to hit you with a hairy tariff. End of story.
End of story. The president, not really serious. What do you think? Is he? 800-510-8255. How about the people around him? He has some more business people around him now than he did the first couple of years. He had all theocrats around him, professors, not professionals. Not that there's anything wrong with being a professor or being an expert in a certain field, but for heaven's sakes, under the circumstances, these people have no practical... It's the healthcare thing is a great example. There wasn't one doctor, not one, that was involved, whether Democrat or Republican, didn't make a difference. There wasn't one doctor involved from the beginning to the end in figuring out this healthcare bill. It came from people who are professors, and there's nothing, again, I have that in my family. I'm actually, I suppose, a part-time one myself. But come on, how about experience? How about people who know what doctors go through from one end of the day to another? How about them being involved in policy that affects them? No, it was Billy Towson, the lobbyist for the insurance companies, and a couple of people from various Ivy League colleges, universities, that put all that stuff together. That's not friendly to the medical business, and thus the problems. 800-510-8255. More on the president, business, callers that have experience. Let's hear from you at 17 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown at 13 before the hour. Our focus, the president and business. If you're in business, it'd be interesting to hear from you if you have been employed and aren't, and what you're going through. A countdown extra now about Keith Olbermann, the former host on MSNBC, has done sports radio and sports television and radio and television on the liberal side of things. It was announced this week that this fellow's going to be the executive producer and the host of a nightly primetime news and commentary show on Current TV. He's also going to serve as the company's chief news officer. A lot of people on the right have made a big deal out of him going to Current TV, which is controlled by Al Gore. He's the co-founder of Current. To tell you the truth, I don't even know where to find Current on the cable channel. I don't have it in my system. I've never seen it. Has anybody ever seen this? I'd be interested to hear what the lineup is like and what sort of feel you get from watching it. I just don't know that a lot of people know much about it, but good luck to Olbermann. As we return to the countdown, issue is business in America and whether the president and the government in your corner or not. Ike calls the countdown. Ike, you're live on the countdown right now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Doug. You know, listen, I worked for Chrysler on the assembly line for wiring harnesses back in the early 80s. For $3.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
After they got their loan guaranteed through Reagan and the government, they put 700 people out of work moving it to Mexico. I've been in the steel business. They allowed foreign steel to flood the market and almost kill U.S. steel. So I went into construction. Now at 51, what do I see? Whether it's the Boeing plant being built right here down the street from where I live, or whether it's any of the other construction sites, nobody speaks English. So you know what? I'm tired of hearing this retraining. I'm tired of hearing all this mealy-mouthing coming from business. They've got S-Corp. They've got limited liability corporation. They've got so many rights more than what people have. And all they do is continuously cry that they can't make any money. The fact is they do not have any respect for hard-working labor, and they don't want people that to make a living wage. They just don't. And
all right, can I play the devil's advocate for a minute? In terms of whether or not the American worker has been treated well by labor, by management, it is a matter of fact that there has been and still continues, maybe not so bad, a relationship between management and labor and the unions that hasn't been particularly positive on either side. And one wonders why it is that at this point, there isn't more cooperation on some. I think there are many levels and many companies that have gotten it, and the unions are getting it. But, you know, it's a different time, so it isn't what it used to be, and that's the sad part. There's no question that a lot of people have had to deal with technology in their businesses, and they have to give a little bit more than they want to. But let's face it, the American worker had it pretty good for a long time, and all things change. And the reality of the economy, not only in our country, but around the world, is different. And some of it's brought about by good management, some of it by bad management, some of it by technology. But, there's nobody who owns a business, and you're speaking to a guy who owns two businesses that's easy.
Yep.
this day and age. And mostly it isn't because of the problems we're talking about. It's because the government creates the problems in many instances, not all of them, but many instances that people have to deal with. And you know, I think that's the reality. It's a sad reality, but it is a reality nonetheless. But I hear your, I don't feel your pain, but I hear it in your voice, and I think you have a reason to be angry. Thanks for the call. 51 after.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the focus is on American business and our relationship with the government. Those of us who are in business, big business, small business, what do we need to encourage people here? What's being done around the rest of the world to get the businesses in order and get them functioning again, getting the people who work for these places to feel good about going to work? Lance in Laguna, you're next on the countdown. Hello.
Good morning, Doug. I heard that these big corporations socked away $13 trillion. They could really afford to quadruple the wages of the workers here in the United States to give them buying power. And if they refuse to do that, if I were the president appearing before the Chamber of Commerce, I would say, you know what? That $13 billion will get us out from under our debt. If I take over all that $13 billion you socked away by ripping off the American people, purposely overseeing 30,000 jobs to India and China so you can give your executives multi-million-dollar-a-year bonuses, and you're a bunch of criminals, you're enemies of the American people, and I want to see you quadruple the wages over by four times by tomorrow morning, and if not, you're out of business, you're $13 trillion is in the treasury of the people, by the people, for the people, and the corporations are not going to rule this country anymore. And if you try to go to war with me, I've got a division of black Marines surrounding me in the White House.
All right, there you go. Thank you for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. Mike is in Franklin, Kentucky, listening to the countdown, and you're a business owner.
I come at this from kind of a different point of view than a lot of the folks I've heard speak. I do have an obligation to my employees. I owe my workers something. But at the same time, the federal government has created a situation with high taxes, high regulation, that they've made it very difficult to turn a profit in today's world. I'd let go of 28 people this past year. I didn't want to do that. Each and every one of them had families who were hard workers. But with high taxes, government spending like there's no tomorrow, like Paris Hilton on a bender, we can't maintain and keep our companies up and profitable and be able to hire people and pay our employees as long as the government keeps wasting money like they are now. It's got to come from somewhere, and they're going to try to take it out of our pockets. You can't tax the rich man that produces something because he's going to have to raise price on his product to pay for the taxes. The poor man that buys the product is going to pay the taxes.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain anger in America aimed at a certain business, mostly the banking business, the money system, the banking system, which contributed heavily to the financial crisis that many of us find ourselves in, lawyers, lawmakers, regulators. They say that they're pushing Wall Street to overhaul their pay practices because some of these people make so much money. And a lot of you get angry when you hear these stories because as employees of the banks, you may have been responsible in no small part for the bank being successful, but the people at the top are always the ones, the very top, who get the rewards. I don't know if you work in a bank, whether you've ever gotten a bonus, a good-sized bonus. Let's say you're a clerk or you're a loan officer or you're somebody that's in the grist mill and you see the people way above you making, I saw something the other day about a bank president with his bonuses 700 times what the average worker was making. So that's a lot of dough, and it creates resentment. One of the things that we don't always understand about our system, though, and maybe this is part of the problem, it's not a perfect system. You're not going to have perfection because we're not perfect beings. As we grow older, we get greedy, and we become involved in, if you do something that puts a couple of extra bucks in your pocket, you're liable to change and keep doing that thing. If you were doing one thing and you made a few bucks doing something else, you're going to do what the alternative is if you can make a few more dollars. The stock market, the stockholders, there is discouragement. The risk-taking goes away, and sometimes it's risky to hire more employees to start new businesses or to start with new ideas. It's really very difficult in this day and age to start something and then have it. I was looking with interest this Arianna Huffington story that many of you have heard about this week. She had, I think, 4 or 5 years ago started this site called the Huffington Post and has done a marvelous job, obviously, of getting to know the right people and building it up so that she now puts $315 million in her pocket for establishing this thing and gets to control the content at AOL. And I don't know how many people she had working for her. Do you suppose she shared the $315 million? If she's smart, she did, because she'll want to carry those people with her through to AOL so that she can do a good job there, because no matter what, she didn't do it all on her own. And that's something to remember as you think about, if you're a boss or an owner of a company, what to do with any spare change you may have.